Thank you for choosing Egamont's Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, Joanna. My name's Stuart Rao.
First name is spelled S-T-U-A-R-T. Last name spelled R-A-U-H.
Can you verify your address and email address?
Yeah, address is 1717 East Thornton Avenue, Des Moines, Iowa, 50320. Email address is Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at Rauhnet, Rauhnet.com.
Okay, do you have your account number or customer number?
I do. Just a second. Customer number, 58501-3250-1005.
For Star Trek Enterprise D?
That's right.
How may I help you, sir?
I'm calling. This is about the third phone call I've made. The last one, they said they escalated it to a higher level, but it's been a week since then, and I still haven't heard anything back. I'm calling about a payment that was taken at the end of April, about April 27th, if I remember right, the amount was about $65. April. I mean, it's been a month. It's been quite some time, and I never got a tracking number. I haven't seen an order or received anything. I've been waiting a long time, and I know that there's been back orders and parts availability troubles. So when I saw that charge come in at the end of April, I was kind of excited that, I'm going to start getting parts again. But it's been over a month, and I have not received anything or had any word. This is my third phone call about it. And so I'm just checking in because even though they escalated it a week ago when I called last time, I haven't had contact with anybody about it.
Yes, sir. The charge that you're saying that you see for April the 27th, 2022, I'm not showing that we charged you at all. Not saying that you don't or have not seen that charge. I did have someone to come in, call like a guy or two that say that they saw a charge there in April on the 27th for the Star Trek items, but they did not get anything or see any shipments of it.
Yeah, I mean,
normally
I can show you the invoice on my credit card where it was taken, and I had to pay that, and it's been a month, and I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, well, my record is not identifying that it's a charge there because I could see the charge. Let me look in this 501 account.
Yeah, I will have to go down to my computer to get the exact date, but I'm pretty darn sure it was April 27th.
Hold on,
it was for $65.
Let me go to
While you're looking, I will head downstairs and have a look.
We bill you $325 for $60 and $527, which was 3 or 4 days ago for $20. If you still see the charge on your card, then you just have to take a screenshot of it and send it to our corporate office. I'm not showing that there's any items or order number. Go ahead, take your time.
Well, that would explain why I'm not getting anything, but I know I had the charge because it came in from EMC. It's going to take me a minute to get to it. So what's the email address I need to send? If you want to wait, that's great. Hang on.
No, take your time. No rush.
I think I'm going to go direct to the horse's mouth and go to my Wells Fargo website. Hang on a second.
Okay. 4/27/22, EMC buildup. I can even give you the transaction number, $65.40. And that's from Wells Fargo's statement of my American Express card.
Yeah, all you have to do is go ahead and click on that transaction for the information, screenshot it or print screen, and let me give you the email address to send it to.
Okay, let me ready to go. Go ahead.
It's going to be customer service filled out.
Okay.
At eaglemouse.com, and your subject line will be your account number you gave me that end. Actually, do the one that end in 001 and not 501. It's the same in the beginning, the 58501320201. That's your primary account. The 501 is the special. And you'll just say, hey, this is Stuart Raw. I've called in several times to customer service and also had an escalation put in about a transaction on 427 for an amount of, so you'll go to the amount. However, I never received anything, and your customer service side stated they don't see the transaction process on their end, but I was charged for it and I paid for it.
Yeah.
So without any items, I would wish that it's refunded because you didn't receive anything because we didn't send you anything. It would have told me what we sent you, when, and the date and the price, but it doesn't show anything or reflect that on your account.
That's interesting. I wonder if when
probably
I called in a week ago and that lady said that she escalated it, I wonder if it's if somebody did that, and I just haven't heard because the prior two people who I talked to did see this. So I'm just wondering if something's changed. I'll certainly send an email, and I'm not questioning you. You can only do what you see in front of you. But the prior two phone calls I made, they did see the transaction. The first time they said, well, we just switched to a new warehouse and that the shipments are backed up and you should be getting something soon. So I waited like 2 or 3 weeks. And when I still hadn't heard anything, I called back, and that was my last call. And that person escalated it. And like I said, that's been about a week. I would assume you probably see a call history on this in there that you see those phone calls, but I'll certainly send the photo of this transaction in. That's fine. You know, to be honest, I'd rather have the parts for the model. Are they still all back ordered?
Yes, sir. It's been back ordered.
Yeah, darn it. Darn it. Okay. Well, I will take a picture of this and send it in, and hopefully we get a response from someone at that point. Otherwise, I'll make another phone call in a week.
That's totally fine. We will be here to assist you, sir. And is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Not today. Thank you.
Okay, and enjoy your afternoon. Thank you for choosing Eagle Moss Collections. Would you like to hold for a one-question survey?
Sure.
Thank you. One moment.